Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Hey, it's Bubba the Love Sponge. You know, crotch discomfort might be just hurting your game. Fear no more. The kings of the crotch comfort, Manscaped, have spent 2 years designing the most comfortable boxer briefs out there. The brand new Boxers 2.0 from Manscaped take your balls to the royal ball throne. The global leaders in below-the-waist grooming also have the Lawnmower 4.0 for that trimming that you need so that you can wear the boxers and chill. They've even trademarked the jewel pouch, so you know it's serious. I think it's time for you to invest in your family jewels, my friend. So let your bulge breathe and get 20% off plus free shipping by using the Bubba code at manscaped.com. Be proud of your underwear and wear the Manscaped waistband with a badge of honor. Your balls deserve it. Again, you got the Lawnmower 4.0, you got the Boxers 2.0, and you got the Jewel Pouch. What else could you want? It's all happening at manscaped.com, promo code Bubba. Again, get 20% off and free shipping with Bubba as your promo code at manscaped.com. Up your crotch game, because once the Boxers 2.0 touch your sack, you'll never go back.
You know, a formal welcome to the Bubba Show. And Lemmy, you're going to have to do the formalities.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
And don't fuck it up.
I know.
Do you know that for the first time in a long time, which I don't know if this is bad or not, we didn't have a fucking hype train today.
I know.
We didn't have one last Thursday either.
That's true, too.
Things are slow. July sucks bad.
We got a couple good 10,000s. They were just separated a little too far apart. I think Blitz still has a problem.
July's
super
horrible.
High, super crazy mode.
No, it's not.
Damn it, Blitz. Are we on?
Yeah, we're live.
Mummy.
Welcome to the Bob the Love Sponge Show.
Slow down.
Oh, sorry.
Ease into it.
Okay.
Yeah, calm down, Mummy. What the hell?
Ready?
Yes.
Ready? Go.
Welcome to the Bob the Love Sponge Show on your YouTube and Facebook. And everywhere else that you can get us. Welcome.
No.
Our host here today is Bubba the Love Sponge.
Hold on. Our host here today, as if it would be different on another fucking day?
Well, in case they get Blummel. Our host today.
No, our host.
Our host and God, Bubba the Love Sponge. He's joined by Anna Hummel, Blitz K, and Lummy. Here's Bubba. Boo, boo, woo, woo. No, and the filthy in the back.
You know, there's a filthy like me, because I feel like he doesn't.
I like you, Bubba.
Yeah, when he's on high as fuck.
Yeah, Bubba, he's on Delta 9 gummies every day.
He just seems real smarmy, real fucking tight.
He is.
I don't know if I like that. I'm going to fucking fire him.
He had fun.
He's trying to talk into the mic.
Into the slate. Yeah, you're alive.
I like you, Bubba.
You do not. You don't even act like it.
Yes.
That's how Rhett acts to everyone.
That's true.
Yeah, you know, like, Lummy fucking loves me.
Yes, I do.
Blitz tolerates me. Anna likes me.
I love you. Ah, love you.
And I like you, too.
Thank you.
But you have no emotions. You're like just Johnny Dry Guy. Like, what the fuck? Everybody here has some type of, you know, some kind of personality kick, except you. What's your problem?
Yeah, what's your problem? Why you don't have a personality kick?
Yeah, you don't have like Anna. She's, you know, got a little personality kicker. Blitz, although dry, it's a kicker.
Mm-hmm.
Lummy loves me. Lummy would literally go and kill every human being in this facility if I told him to. Well, maybe not Blitz.
Well, Blitz would be the last, and then we'd probably just hint, you know, shake hands and
sword fight.
Yeah.
Well, say, hey, man, good job.
Yeah. Puts me down to UT.
If you had to kill Dan, Anna, or the Filthy first, who would you do?
That's going to be a tough one.
I know.
Anna.
What the hell?
Really?
Well, I mean, Red, I kind of like, you know, he's cool. You know,
what the
he's
hell?
Been helping with the
Let
videos.
Me can vouch for me.
Yeah. And Blitz, I mean, Blitz is Blitz. Blitz is cool. He's always right. You know, I would save him too. Lummy, he can go down on. To the UT pool.
Lummy can vouch for you. Vouch for what? That you're dry as fuck with no personality?
That he's smart and he's always right? Gets the UT chicks?
Who? Red?
Oh, no. Oh, I don't. Is that what Red said?
Yeah, he said, yeah, Lummy will vouch for me.
Then I guess he kind of has a personality.
That he buys free fucking maps for a dollar.
Oh, God. Lummy likes to forget that he got roped into buying one, too.
Sure did.
You got no substance, Red. You don't show me any substance. Why?
I'm in the production room most of the day. I don't see you a whole lot.
Work on your hashtags. Your hashtags have been sucking. On your YouTube.
Minimum of 50 hashtags a video.
Hashtag the fuck out of it. Any possible shred of whatever the fuck that thing's got. It's popular. Oh, anyway, how you doing, Rep?
Not too bad. Bubba, how you doing?
Good. Why do I feel like you resent me? I don't like... Listen, I'm in the middle of maybe doing a staff... like an overhaul, and I need people that like me.
I promise I like you, Bubba. I don't resent you. I'm actually, first of all, I'm grateful that you let me come back, because you didn't have to do that.
Because that's fucking, Blitz will probably be able to take, or maybe Lummy, the show historian. I don't know of a lot of people that have come back.
Well, yeah, a couple, but that's it.
Yeah, not Lummy, not Blitz.
Not Tuttle, Jabberjaw, 25.
I'll stop.
Big Dick.
Matt Lloyd.
Mike Waters.
Carl Harris.
You know, Carl Harris would, but Carl Harris is not in the, I wouldn't hire back.
I got you. Okay.
Like, Carl Harris, like, has, him and I are cool.
Yeah.
Me and Chaz are cool. You know, me and,
I think Lummy was naming up people that already have left and already did come back at one point.
Oh, really? Yes.
Yeah, that is correct. Well, yeah.
Oh, hold on. How many? Yeah. Who?
Everyone in, so, I mean.
25. Yeah.
Tuttle.
I mean,
Tuttle.
Literally here.
Butts.
The only people that have not here is you and Anna.
For real?
Well, yeah.
For real. No,
yeah. I mean, Lummy was gone for a while. I was gone for a while.
You
got
to leave to know what you got.
Yep.
You got to leave and realize how fucked up, if you want to stay in radio, how fucked up real radio is, and you'll never have this type of dynamic anywhere.
Oh, in radio? There's no fucking question.
Right.
Come on.
Like, if you're going to stay in radio and you quit this place, you're stupider than I thought. Hello.
Hey, Bubba, real quick. I know we talked about other people that used to be on the show. Whatever happened to 25, how did that... Is he okay?
Yeah, okay? He's cool. I 25 kind of like... I have no problems with 25. I like 25. But, you know, as the sex tape phone records came out, 25 to me seemed like he was getting a little nervous. And, you know.
He left on his own.
Left on his own. Like, so I don't know. I still don't know how all this shit shook out. I really don't. I don't know who fucking took what. I'm trying to get to the bottom of it. But I do know that. There, within Mike Calta's phone records, Blitz, that was a little interesting as to who was talking to who and how often and how long.
Right.
I'll tell you one thing. You didn't see Britt Hatley's name on there, and you didn't see Blitz's name on there.
Nope.
And you didn't see Tom Bean's name on there, and you didn't see Lummy's name on there. Mm-hmm. Other than that, everybody else's name was on there. 25's name was on there. Richard Pierce, Big Dick's name was on there. Spice Boy, Russ Bruno's name was even on there. Now, I don't think it was only two instances where Spice Boy called Russ Bruno, and I think it might have been, and they were quick calls, so they may have just been normal stuff that he may have had to handle with Russ. Hamill was all over there.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know who the fuck got me, but somebody got me.
All right, let you go. Bye.
Yep. Anyway, back to you, Rat. Can you, like, I don't want you to be, like, fake and over the top, but, or, like, you know, buy me new tennis shoes or anything like that, but act like you like me at least. Like, it's just, I feel like you just, like, don't like me. Like I'm dealing with, like Seth Kushner over there or some shit.
I promise I like you, Bubba.
You still talk to Seth? How's he doing?
No, he blocked me on everything after he left
The only one that has access to him is Lummy.
Yeah.
So why didn't he ask Lum Lum?
I think I can still text him. How's he doing?
You should text him.
He's good. He looks healthy.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to see if he wants to do a podcast.
Yeah, eating well is what Lummy said.
Oh.
Yeah, podcast. Yeah, he's probably waiting for you to, you know, I'm sure it's
been
brought
up. I'll do a one-off with him.
Text him.
I will.
Okay, great.
Yeah, he's doing good.
Blitz, you forgot to send me the OnlyFans screenshot that I emailed you and Lummy today. Or did you guys not get them?
I didn't get anything.
I didn't get anything.
Oh. I sent pictures. My
But you said, so.
Hold on. This statement in itself is pretty fucked up, but my AOL has been on the fritz lately. Dale Roop, man, he says this should be, he just sent me 40 on my Cash App. I should be paid in full.
Nice.
Dale, I'll go back and check your numbers as I keep running total of the Cash App.
When I first came in this morning, you said, hey, I sent something to you, Lummy. And then when I sat down to talk after I did the stuff in the studio, you said, oh, it didn't send. I'll resend it. And that's the last I heard about it. And you said, I'll just send it to Lummy then. And I was like, okay. I saw the reply.
Do you have a list of upcoming guests and time? Mm-hmm.
I know.
Fuck off.
I know. I just saw it a minute ago, too.
Fuck off. I think my initial email was pretty much right on fucking point. Saying, what type of guest does this person have, and do they have to submit a list of their fucking guests? Mm-hmm. They can sit there and just be.
Yeah, didn't answer that one, did he?
Yoko Ono on the fucking keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
I know.
Lummy, you know any Asian women?
No.
Seems like the only way we're going to get on the front page. Blitz, can you wire up a Korg real fast and have
it? Sure.
Be on the fucking front page. Mm-hmm. Just have an Asian girl up there on the fucking stage with a Korg. Then you have to have it plugged in. Fucking A. What were we talking about a few minutes ago? Oh, so I went to our OnlyFans account and am I allowed to speak about OnlyFans like verbally where we are now?
I don't really, kinda.
Okay. I'm not putting anything up on the screen or any links or anything.
You're not promoting it.
No, I'm not promoting it.
You're just speaking about some things that have happened.
Right. So on my OnlyFans, which is at the Bubba Army, that's just factual. My OnlyFans is at the Bubba Army.
Right.
I was looking at them this morning before work.
Oh.
And I'm like, holy shit, there's some good shit on there. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And so I took some pictures of just, you know, some, Blitz, I was watching it, and I hit pause, and then I would take a picture of it. And I sent it to you and Lummy to send to me, but my AOL's on the fritz. So, and Blitz, I have highly edited these pictures. Like, I made sure there's no nipples or no nothing.
Okay.
And so I'm going to show the camera. Let me see, I got 1, 2, 3, 4. I got like 5 pictures.
All right.
This blonde right here, this is a picture, this is a video of the strip ship. And there's the blonde. And I ended up, Lummy, completely getting her down to her panties.
Oh, wow.
And rubbing Hawaiian Tropic lotion all over her jugs.
Well, you didn't want her to get a sunburn.
Yeah. Right. That's,
you're so thoughtful.
That's one picture. And one scene. Here's another one. This is when Akira was completely an amateur, had never got into porn, and was, you know, on my payroll. Hmm. That's Akira as a complete amateur with a black girl. Here's another girl, and Blitz, I had to conveniently crop it because her boobs are hanging out, but this is before the Bubba's topless car wash. It's all been cropped. It's all been, you don't have to worry about any of it.
Yep, yep.
Good.
I mean, so far I'm good, right, Blitz?
Yep.
Okay, all right. And then here's a final picture
that. That was a sponge tech people.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then here's a final picture of Akira. We sent her down to the Keys during spring break, and she found these girls from Michigan State, and she got them all to take off their tops.
Oh.
This is like Girls Gone Wild before, you know, I guess Girls Gone Wild was way before.
They've been out for quite a while, but yeah.
But this is all the things that are on Bubba Raw, that are on Bubba, my OnlyFans. And then this is Jimmy Cleavis's 60-foot, you know, open fish, and this is part of Bubba's strip ship, and this is Akira talking this girl into laying down and being a human cake.
Is that you wearing a Hogan Knows Best t-shirt?
Yeah, Hogan Knows Best t-shirt. Yes, exactly.
I love that shirt.
So, our OnlyFans is, like, The stuff we used to do and the how dirty we used to get. It would be the best $9.99 you ever could spend. Whew. And the Merch Crick's got new stuff going up every day. Blitz gave her like 5 hard drives, and she just goes on there and goes crazy.
Yeah, awesome.
Anna, have you seen our OnlyFans, or would that be something that would be like maybe a little like something you might not want to look at?
I've seen some of the videos. Yes.
You have?
Yes.
Right.
I'm very impressed by the things that once went down around here.
Yeah. We did squirt drag racing one time.
I'm
right
aware.
There. Yeah. With Miss Cleo. I think Miss Cleo's on OnlyFans of her squirting on Ronnie.
The flat awesome. Ronnie.
Yeah, the flat Ronnie. Remember the Blitz, they had pictures of like...
The cutout.
Yeah, people would take flat Ronnie like to the Eiffel Tower and...
Yeah, like where I took you for the weekend, just yeah. around town.
Well, flat Ronnie had never been squirted on.
Oh.
So we put flat Ronnie down, and then we had Cleo target practice with flat Ronnie right in his face.
Hmm.
Nice.
Anna, have you squirted yet, or is that too much?
That's kind of a personal question.
Okay.
Thank you for asking, though.
No problem. And I qualified it by saying it could be too much.
Yes.
Right. So sorry.
That's okay.
Blitz, I've refined since the last time we spoke on the regular show, talking about Clem Island, how I'd have all these people.
Okay.
I have added a few people to Clem's Island, and I have...
Am I one of them?
No.
Okay.
Fuck no.
Okay. Great.
What... Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
With the likes of Larry Plummer, Sumo, Fabrizi, Denzel, Tom Bean, Blitz, Jimmy Kay, Pat McGovern, Lummy, the 3 Diacos, Iggy, One-Eyed Billy, Mark Tate, Rob Kahn, Red, Travis, Gary Grubbs, Ty J. Armstrong, Rico from Fatheads, Brent, and Coco, what could you offer?
What do you mean offer?
Like what would be your role? Like for instance, Lummy. I can
having
say
fun.
Lummy needs to be there. Because Lummy's going to always have my back.
Yep.
And
I have your back.
He's like my personal assistant.
Yep.
The Diacos are there because I genuinely like all three. And Dan's my boyfriend. And they're loaded. And they're lawyers and doctors. And if, like, you know, Jimmy would cut his foot on some coral, Dan could stitch it up.
Oh, who's right. the coral with Miss Cleo?
What?
But I think he's on the OnlyFans.
I think,
oh, sorry.
Maybe, Naughty Alicia?
No, she's got her clothes on, but Miss Cleo is making her chest moist.
She's doing target practice on her chest?
Yeah.
On my OnlyFans?
Yeah.
Oh, I got to go see it.
Oh, I didn't see that part.
Didn't you live it?
What?
Yeah.
Anna.
You've seen so many things.
I have lived so much debauchery shit that I can't even begin to categorize the craziness that I've seen in my life.
I bet.
Oh, she's holding the flat Ronnie. It's that chick.
Oh, I need to go to our OnlyFans right now. I just don't know if I know
Oh, she was tasting it as well.
Oh, yeah. Really? Is she a connoisseur of squiz?
I guess so.
Squiz, wow. Have you guys ever tasted squiz?
Yeah.
Me too.
Great.
It's not bad.
Yeah, it's not.
It's not.
It doesn't taste like pee.
It's not.
Urine?
Because you clearly tasted that, too.
I was going to op what it doesn't taste like.
Oh, sorry. We'll just delete that.
It doesn't taste like Popeye double sop. You don't say pee.
Oh, sorry.
No, I think he meant urine.
I know what he meant.
Duh.
Fucking idiot. Now you wonder why you're not on Clem Island. Is it stupid outbursts like that? And next thing you know, I get a couple girls that like to do that sort of thing, and then you would be fucking, judging them. Because you're real judgy. Are you not judgy on other girls?
No.
Yes, you are. Blitz just scoffled. Says that's the most
that
judgiest
that
bitch
Lummy.
Ever.
Yeah, that was Lummy.
I didn't say that.
Hello. Little scoffler.
Hello.
Hey, Papa.
What's up, Scout and Big O?
Not much. Just getting a little trailer repair so we can get trailer trucking down the road.
What? Hold on. Your trailer's fucked up?
Yeah, we picked up a preloaded. It needed 2 tires, and it has a hole in the nose of the trailer. So there's a mechanic out here
now
giving us a little fix.
Usually, you guys don't keep the same trailer. Like, you're just dumping and picking up another one, right? So, like, you always keep the cab. Your cab stays the same, but your trailers are changing all the time, aren't they?
Yeah, every day I drop one loaded trailer, grab a preloaded trailer, and I just turn and burn.
Right, like, you don't ever, I mean, chances are you don't have the same trailers ever, do you?
No.
And do some trailers pull, like if you get a shitty trailer, does it pull bad? Can you tell it pulls bad?
Oh yeah, they'll like pull to the left or to the right. You know, they don't pull straight. You'll pick them up with bad tires, bad brakes, outlights, all kinds of crap. You got to get. Well, I mean, most drivers don't fix them. I fix them. I can't go down the road.
Would you rather have it that way, or would you rather have your own trailer?
It's nice in the fact that I don't sit in a dock to get loaded or empty.
Sure.
So in that way, it's a beautiful thing. You know, we're turning like 6,800 miles a week, and we sit all day on Sundays, but because we're not sitting around. But, like, then you run into stuff like this because a driver before you who hauled this trailer dropped it at the customer with bad tires and a hole.
So if your company called you today and said, hey, what would you prefer? What would your answer be?
Probably to just dump and go.
I'd probably stick with this, yeah.
Okay.
Now, but hold on. So when you get one that's fucked up, who fixes it? Who has to pay for it?
Oh, the company does. You know, I call up and I say I'm either taking it to this place or send someone out to me. This is where I am. And this customer... We haul so much for them. They have an on-site guy here. So I just rolled over to him and I said, hey, I need two tires and you got to put a patch on the nose of this trailer. Somebody hit some and put a hole in it.
And he's like, no fucking problem.
Yeah, because we see him 3 days a week. We've been running a dedicated deal. So
plus you guys know how to flirt. So you guys got everybody working for you at the end of the day.
We bring him a tin of cookies at Christmas and a little envelope. We play Diacos and drop him a little envelope at Christmas time. And sometimes even before we get up here, if he's not busy, he'll find out what our preloaded trailer is and he'll already have it pre-tripped for
us. Absolutely. You bitches know how to work it. You do.
Plus, I got that cute little dog, too.
Plus, you got the cute little dog. And you, at the end of the day, you still got some titties on you, too. So, I mean, even though they're not for men, they're not for men consumption, I mean, still, you can prop them up and flirt all day, can't you?
If I have to, I guess I could. But that dyke haircut, you know, that's a little rough when you're trying to sell food.
And when your old lady's in the bunk, it's kind of tough to be flirting, right?
Yeah, that's it. I mean, stranger things happen. Now, do you just like anybody else.
Because you guys grease all the dock workers, are you guys the queen bees when you guys roll in there?
Yeah, like it's pretty much the same thing at the other end when we're down in Texas, too. The only problem down there is they got a new hustler down there, and he doesn't know the difference between a good trailer and a bad trailer. We had the other guy so trained, he'd only put the newest of the new trailers in the dock for us to preload our stuff.
Right.
But the guy down there now, I mean, you know, he's like a new puppy. I got to train him. He's still wetting on the vapors.
Oh, yeah. So he didn't know that when Scout and Big Gulp rolls in there, they need, you know, a good trailer preloaded. Now, what's the best? You roll in there, your shit's preloaded, you literally hook and go, right?
Yeah, I literally drop this one in a dirt lot, go and get my paperwork signed, pick up my outbound paperwork, go hook to that trailer, and I'm out.
I mean, can you do it in 30 minutes?
Oh, quicker. I mean, you can't. There's a certain amount of time you should log, because God forbid if something happens, if you don't show enough time doing that stuff, and they go back and start peeling through your paperwork, they'll say, oh, how did you drop and hook and pre-trip your trailer in 15 minutes, you know, on both ends? You couldn't have done a good pre-trip. That's why, you know, you had this happen.
Now, what does pre-tripping involve? Okay, do you pre-trip it before you even hook it?
Yeah, so well, you hook to it, you send air to the system, you make sure you don't have no air leaks, you make sure all the lights are burning, you make sure the tires are good, you have to get up underneath there and look at the brakes to make sure there's enough shoe on the pads.
Right.
You know, there's just a bunch of stuff you run through and you now, check to make sure none of the cross beams are broke underneath, because it happens. Mud flaps are there.
Now, do you,
by law, you have to have all that.
Who's a better pre-tripper, you or Big Gulp?
I'm a little more anal about it, honestly.
Yeah, that bitch just hooks up and goes. You're the Karen of the pre-tripping deal.
Yeah, there's been a time or two I'll get up and she'll hook to a trailer. She doesn't hook it, drop and hook a whole lot, because it happens during the day when I'm up because the lane we're running. But I'll get up and I'll be like, did you see that tire? And she's like, it's still legal. I'm like, barely, you know.
Now, what happens if you guys have a blowout on the road?
Well, you sit on the side of the road and you have a service truck come out, or you, if you're close enough to a truck stop, you still roll it into the truck stop. A lot of that depends on how heavy you are, too. You know, if you're almost empty or whatever, it's easier to slow roll it in and get it fixed. But
because you guys
on the side of the road,
because you guys are always dropping trailers and getting a new one, do you ever carry an empty trailer?
Yeah, sometimes. Well, that's the thing about this dedicated lane. Sometimes they'll send us all the way back down to Texas with an empty trailer if there's no freight on this.
Are you making any money on that deal though?
We get paid the same whether we're empty or loaded, so I don't care.
So
the only thing I don't like is during tornado season, it's windy. We run through tornado alley with an empty trailer. That's rough.
Yeah, throw you around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
it only takes 45-mile-an-hour winds with an empty trailer to get blown over.
Ooh. Man, so listen to this. Because I'm not a truck driver, but because I know a couple of you guys, I've figured some stuff out. And one thing that you guys hate is if a guy short spaces you, it locks up your truck like you guys got that radar deal. So,
yep.
So this, I'm driving back from Ocala 2 weeks ago, and this fucking, I'm in the left lane. I'm going like 80, and there's these two semis in the middle lane, and and they're following each other. And this is like 1 o'clock at night. So like, you know, whatever. All of a sudden, the guy in the middle lane, the back semi puts his blinker on, and literally I have to put my brakes. I have to slam on the brakes for not to hit him. And he gets in my lane. Mm. So
he's an idiot.
Full fucking hot. And he must have a governor on the motherfucker because he can't get by the guy. Like he's that or he's fucking with me. So I'm like, okay, motherfucker, I'm glad you're feeling good. So as soon as he gets in the middle lane, I then go get right in front of him and smash on the brakes.
Oh, what a...
And I literally, I think he locked up the trailer on not to hit me.
Probably because his shit wasn't adjusted right. He's driving like that. He's not doing his stuff. So it probably wasn't adjusted right when he got on it. It probably did lock it up.
Yeah, I have taken a milkshake before and thrown at a trucker's fucking window before. There are some.
Oh,
truckers,
I believe it.
There are some truckers that drive like real fucking assholes out there.
It's getting harder and harder to be out here. I used to bitch about the four wheelers, but the truck drivers are so ignorant now and so bad. And I'll go by them and I can see their cell phones on their dash, prop sideways. They're watching Netflix or whatever while they're going down the road. I mean, it's just it's fucking dangerous out here. We're about over it. I'm ready to hang up my keys.
Wow.
Two or three more years tops.
How many now? Are you guys already full pensioned out? Like, are you guys full pensioned?
No pension here, 401k Willie. I mean, I'll leave this and I'll have to do something else, but we'll both have 2 million miles accident free by then, and I'm ready to do something else.
Now,
I want to be at home every night.
Could you guys maybe buy your own truck, or is that even more of a nightmare?
Oh, it's a bigger nightmare. I mean, you have more money coming in, which is great, but it costs so much money. Fuel,
you know, done with the lifestyle.
Oil change,
insurance,
tires,
maintenance. And then you gotta get a dispatcher to keep you busy, right?
Well, you can broker your own loads, and I mean you can do that and go completely independent. But then you got a whole nother deal, you know. Yeah. And then it's permits for every state, it's insurance, you know. You got to pay your own workman's comp. It's, you know, like I said, you're taking in a lot, but you're also showing out a lot. Oh, the mechanic's coming. Hold on 1 second. Sorry. Am I all set, Scotty? I'm all set. Okay, I'll get it routed to get it back up here so you can take care of the
call. Call him Sweetie. Make sure you call him Sweetie. Make sure you call him Sweetie.
No, I call him Scotty the Body. I can't help it, from your old Scotty the Body that used to call the radio show.
Oh, I was wanting you to call him Sweetie.
I'm on a radio show right now, and he wants me to call you Sweetie, Scotty. He's cracking up.
Tell him tell him the guy wants you to give him your first male oral experience in 10 years. Oh. Tell him that.
Bubba wants me to tell you that you need an oral experience, and I haven't done that in a long time, and I should help you out. He's just cracking up. I think he's beside himself.
Right. Ask him, would you take oral from a lesbian? Ask him.
He wants to know if you'll take oral from a lesbian. He's just laughing. He don't know what to say. I got to see this dude. You're, like, totally messing me up with Scotty here.
All right. Listen, you got to go.
Next time I roll any. Oh, wait. You got to watch Mindhunter on Netflix.
Mindhunter.
It's all about... Yeah, it's all about how the FBI formulated how to figure out who a serial killer is, and they go into penitentiaries and interview serial killers. And it's all about how the FBI started, and it's based on a book that the FBI agent wrote who formulated how to stereotype serial killers.
Yeah, well, the FBI, I hate the FBI.
Killers,
they're a bunch
really
of fucking
good.
Assholes.
I know, but this shows you what assholes they are and how closed-minded they are. But
that was Lummy saying that,
by
the way.
The stuff are awesome. You should check it out.
Have you been to my only? Have you looked at my OnlyFans? You being the lesbian that you are, there's a lot of lesbian action over there.
I know there's a ton. I'm afraid I will burn up my cell phone minutes, and then I won't be able to listen to the show.
Right, and then you might be rubbing them out behind old girl's back, and she gets mad on the deal.
Well, yeah, because I got to put out for Mama. You know how that is.
Right, she's the dom, and you're the sub, I think.
Sometimes it depends.
Oh, do you guys are you guys switches? Both you guys switchers?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not. You're not being interrogated. I'm just asking. I'm excited to see you guys.
The spotlight's on me
for Barb.
Hey, oh yeah, we're booking an after time. Party after Barb. A bunch of us are going to get an Airbnb and continue the party for a couple days.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, nice. A couple days.
I hope I'm. Am I invited in that deal?
Absolutely. We're in the early stages of pulling it together. So, but we're looking at some Airbnbs and how many people want in on it, and I'm starting to throw out some invites.
Now, who do you got? So who do you got locked in so far?
Maybe hit me up. Greg and Amy.
Oh, I love them, by the way.
They're so nice.
The Wizzy. I got a call out to Country Girl and Country Boy. So, yeah, there's some calls out. Oh, I got to drop out some more.
That sounds like that could be an interesting, you know, shady deal in itself, all those people. That sounds like a fucking orgy to me.
There might be some more tape for your OnlyFans. Who knows?
Yeah, well, Greg and Amy are corporate like you guys. They can't have any.
No, well, you know.
Now, do Greg and Amy, do they own their own stuff? Or are they drivers like you guys?
No, they drive for a company.
Right. That's where you got to go, right?
Yeah, pretty much anymore. It's really hard to be independent out here.
Yeah, but if you are independent, man, you can fucking go as fast as you want, and you don't have to have all that bullshit, right?
There's the truth in that too.
Now, could you get a hold of one of your mechanic guys and go be, listen, take this fucking governor off?
Because the second I did that, the safety department knows if I go over the speed limit. It tattles if you go over the speed limit.
Really?
They have equipment in the truck that reads the speed limit signs, even like in construction. And if you're going over it, it tattles to the safety department.
So let's say usually it's a 55, but it's down to a 35 because they got some boys working. The motherfuckers know that it's 35?
Yep.
Blitz, you and I would be getting fucking, if you and I were, you know, tandem truckers, Blitz, and we have heavy foots, we'd last about a week before we got fired.
Yeah, I'm going to go out there next to the highway and start holding up 15 mile an hour speed signs.
Yeah. Can you imagine all these truckers getting fucking violations?
Guy in a Bubba Army shirt is holding a speed sign.
Hey, did you hear that I'm bringing back, maybe by the end of this year, I'm making 100, well, you probably couldn't put Bubba Army mud flaps on your corporate truck, could you?
No, I have them on my corporate truck. I sent you guys a picture.
Yeah, I know.
And I also have a Bubba Army sticker with the rainbow and the chevrons on the side of my cab.
Are your mud flaps still doing good, or do you need another set?
They are, and I actually have a set in my garage, because when you guys found a pallet back when Nikki was still there, I ordered a set because I knew that these were getting a little thin, and I actually had to trim one down. They're not even anymore. But so I have a set in the garage, but I will order a backup because I'm getting ready to throw the ones I have on.
Are they 24 by 30s or 24 by 24s?
I don't know. I measure them and I can send it to you. I'm not sure.
Yeah, because let me know if I need to order the 24 by 24s. Or it seems like the 24 by 30s are the ones that most...
Those are the trailer ones.
Oh, yeah, because when you originally did it, you ordered like a few different sizes. Like you had sizes.
Yeah, I had to pick up trucks.
There was two sizes.
But listen, let me know which ones. So you're saying the trailer ones are probably the taller ones, whereas the cab ones are the fatter, like the 24 by 24s.
Right, probably, right. Yeah.
Let me know, though, on that.
I've never actually measured them before, but I will. Wait. I can do that. We'll send it to the crick. I'll get her the info.
All right, hon.
All right, love you guys.
Love you too.
Thank you.
Bye now. Bye. Thanks, Scout Big Gulp.
Right. Do you know what this box is next to me?
It's for you.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Open it immediately.
Hold on. Did you see what the label says?
It says Bubba Radio Network or something.
Bubba Radio Network.
And then it says, doesn't it say Lummy?
No.
That's why I asked you this morning. I was like, is this for Lummy? And you're like, yeah.
I think I opened it up yesterday and it's addressed to Lummy on the inside.
Oh, okay. I didn't want to open it without your permission.
I think I did open it and it wasn't for me, so I closed it back up.
Oh, okay. I didn't want to open it without you.
I'll open it up. Go ahead and open it up.
Put some foil tape back on it.
Yeah.
I'm looking at Lummy.
Holy cow.
What?
A letter in here.
Whoa, you got to read the whole thing. Get ready to go.
Can't read.
Really? Dear Lummy, happy belated birthday. Enclosed, you will find some beef jerky that I made. I marinated it for 24 hours and smoked it at 170 degrees. I'm looking into getting the permits and stuff needed. Government makes you jump through hoops. There's enough for everyone, so feel free to share. I know Anna is a vegetarian, so I threw a couple of my wife's snack bars in there.
Oh, yeah!
The shirts I included are necessary when attending large outdoor events. In the event of a mass shooting, the FBI groomed 20-year-old with multiple AR platforms will see you wearing the crisis actor shirt and won't shoot you. There's one shirt for you and the other for Blitz. I wear mine at the gun range out there, out here in Carson City. I also emailed the show some contact a while ago. Sorry I haven't been able to call in lately. Work has been a bitch, which is why I'm trying to get my Jones Jerky Empire going. Anyways, hope you had a good birthday. Aww. Jay, a.k.a. Fake Alex Jones.
Oh, okay. All nice. Right. All right.
Cool.
Here's his beef jerky.
Thank you, Fake. Now, Blitz, if I put the OnlyFans on the screen that everybody here in the studio could see, can you make sure that it doesn't go up to broadcast?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm letting you know that I'm going to do that now. So don't put this up.
Okay,
this
I will
very,
not.
This is very bad. But if you can see, Lummy, on this particular deal.
Oh, yes.
You got Miss Cleo that's already that's missed Ronnie a few times. And look at this. That's where she's missed.
Oh, wow.
That's all of the stuff that she missed right there. And I think this is, Blitz, I think this is what you were talking about, wasn't
it? Other, I really can't see it. I'm afraid to like click on it, too.
Yeah.
Is there another chick like between her legs?
Not yet.
Okay,
no.
Well, there will be.
Oh, there will be another girl between her legs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. That girl right there.
She gets between her legs?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
She finds out later what the flavor is, too, I guess.
Oh. Now, see, Aubrey. Blitz, can I ask you a question? I know that you're into the dark web and the vanilla web mm-hmm. and all that kind of bullshit. This is pretty shocking, is it not?
Yeah.
I mean, like, you don't see this just everywhere, do you?
No.
A girl getting squizzarded in the fape copy.
Oh, on those couches.
Oh, is that the couches in the green room right now?
No.
That Anna at your...
No, those are the different ones.
Yeah, they're totally different.
Oh, Jesus. Why do you guys have to try... Now, where...
No, Anna recognized them. Oh.
Right. Let me see here. I'm trying to.
Yeah, it goes black for a while.
Yeah, Bubba Raw's not highly produced. You know, we just
the OnlyFans.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, OnlyFans. Yeah. You know, you get what you can. That's a pretty nice shot right there, isn't it, Lum?
Oh, that's a. Oh, whoa, wow.
Yeah.
She okay?
What do you mean she okay? Poor, she's having fun.
Poor girl.
Now, does she put Ronnie up to her? Oh, does she actually put Ronnie up to her face?
I just. She keeps it there, and then, like, at the end, I saw her trying out the flavors.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
And it shows that?
Yeah. Oh. Well, I mean, not from the tap.
Yeah.
Not from the tap. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Anna, the things we used to do, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. And
wow.
You wonder why we weren't at the corporate building. We couldn't,
right.
You couldn't be doing this sort of thing.
No.
Why not?
Our OnlyFans, you might want to go check it out at the Bubba Army. It's pretty shocking. Blitz, is this where she gets down for the flavors? For the
flavor saver?
Don't remember, to be honest.
Pepsi versus Coke flavor deal?
Taste test?
Yeah. Oh. Now, is this girl into girls?
I think she may be.
Yeah.
It appears that way.
I think Miss Cleo.
Was she just in for a studio tour that day or something, or what?
I don't know, but she now looks like Blitz. Like you said, she might be, might try to be doing something.
Yeah, she's a target.
Miss Cleo is sexy as fuck. Oh, here it goes. Wow, that's shocking. Like, this is better than Pornhub. Okay. All right, listen, I know what I'm doing this afternoon. My penis pump.
Pumping the night away?
I got full-blown phone lines here. What's going on? I'm busy. Hello? Hello? Hey, yes. Hello.
Brandon.
Brandon, why are you such a... Oh, I know why you're so delayed. It takes a while to get the phone up there.
Yeah.
Hey, now listen, I know that you're an OnlyFans subscriber, and you've probably watched most of the stuff, and is it not unbelievable?
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
And I mean, you're a connoisseur of, you know, all this naughty stuff. And is it some of the most naughty stuff around?
Yes, I am. And that girl was a chick that 25 men and they had sex in this car, and she passed out in this car, and he came to work, and she fell asleep in this car, and she didn't know.
Oh, that's right. And then her husband.
Yeah, I had to pick her up or something.
Venmo, Daniel Rose, $62.62 for the $199. Thank you. Venmo and Cash App, both at the Bubba Army. That's right. So listen to this, Anna. 25 picked this girl up at one of their strip clubs.
Okay.
Brought her back. He had to be at work. It was like 4 in the morning. He had to be here.
Yeah.
Fucked her in the parking lot.
This is Miss Cleo.
No. This is the bigger girl.
Oh, okay.
and fucked her, and then she just passed back out, and he came into work and did his job, and then the next thing you know, the bigger girl is calling him on the cell phone, be like, hey, I'm up. It's like 9:30.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want me to do?
Well, she needed to get out of the gate.
She needed to get out of the gate. So 25 brought her back in here, and then her boyfriend, was that her husband or her boyfriend, Brandon?
I think it was her boyfriend.
He shows up to pick her up.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Yeah, after fucking 25. What else? Then, what else, Brandon? The quad? Are we locked in on? Are we locked in on the wheelchair?
Hell yeah, you are.
All right.
Yep.
I think we can have some cool with that. I mean, let me.
And,
oh, of course, good content.
And, are you gonna try to?
I had
to go
an
to the
idea that you could do with it.
Yeah.
What?
In the mall.
Because you know how Steve doesn't like to walk to Dan's house.
Oh, let him wheelchair over.
Yeah.
And the neighbors might think that Steve had a horrible skiing accident over the weekend. All of a sudden, now he's fucking Christopher Reeve.
Or a treadmill accident.
Yeah, or a treadmill accident.
Yeah.
All right, Brandon, the quad, we love you. We got to move on.
All right, love you too.
All right, love you a lot.
Bye, Brandon.
How many times did you jack off today? Hello.
Three.
It's a little disturbing. First of all, Scout and Big Gulp are the salt of the earth. I love hearing from them.
Who is this?
But it is a little disturbing that
Hootie.
Mark the Frog can call into the big show and talk for 17 minutes about fucking potatoes. Meanwhile, I got to dial from my fucking kid's phone on three different phones just to see if he'll answer it.
His kid's phone.
And you're a four ringer.
But Hootie, you got to admit, you didn't know that they grew potatoes in PEI.
And Hootie, you got to admit. That's true. Hootie.
Well, I didn't.
Hootie, you got
to
admit. Hootie, you got to admit.
You have red dirt to get fucking good potatoes.
Hold on.
I mean, yeah.
But you got to admit, you fucked up bad, buddy. You fucked up bad.
Well, I fucked up even worse yesterday. So I was trying to get a little advice, but
well, hold on.
You know, it was nice to hear from. I can't wait to see Scout and Big Gulp.
What happened?
Hopefully, we can fall down at the ship club together again, and like you know.
What happened? What happened yesterday?
Well,
by the way, this is Hootie Hoo, handful of pills. Who's not doing? He's kind of in a Bubba Army timeout right now, even though he's a four ringer.
I'm in a whole fucking lifetime out right now.
Well, what's going on? Did your wife leave you?
Oh,
jeez. Threatened to yesterday. So, I did fuck up. I fucked up. I ain't gonna lie.
Were you fucked up? Were you on pills when you made this bad decision?
No, I was trying to fucking get my brother some ass. So what happened is we went clay shooting Sunday morning. My neighbor and my brother and I went shot clays. It's at Tenor Rock in Lakeland. I wanted to actually invite Blitz if we're still friends.
Yeah. I drove right by Tenor Rock on Saturday.
Blitz said he would be your friend, but you're on the blacklist right now.
And no offense, he'd be the last person I want to go to gun range with is you.
Yeah, true. The most irresponsible gun handler there is. Anyway, go ahead, Hootie.
So after play shooting, which I suck at, by the way, we went to Hooters at Lakeland.
All right. Oh,
there's a hot little squirrel working behind the bar. My brother's been divorced for 7 years.
Right. And there's a hot little crick. There's a hot little crick behind, but you know, slinging the suds behind the beer there.
She's got a good personality.
Yeah.
She's hot.
I mean, I.
All right. So that, seems but that, you know, your brother's single. You're not. So did you get caught with it?
Well. My brother's not. He goes on those dating sites and shit and tries to like just chat with girls online. And I'm like, I don't know if that shit works because you could be talking to a fucking dude. Like, I don't think that go back to just fucking saying, hey, you're hot, you're in front of my face.
Yeah.
And fucking,
yeah.
You know.
Okay, we got fucking, it. Where's the heat come from here, Hootie? I mean, none of that's heat getting.
Well,
what's the heat?
So, you start by saying, hey, what do you? What's your name? Shit. Some fucking name like Helaney or some shit. You can't hear. I'm like Helaney or Delaney? No,
hold
Helaney.
On. Hold on. I gotta hold on, Hootie. I got a collection call here. They're nonstop.
Uh-oh.
Here. Hold on. Yeah. Hello. You're live on the air. It's the Bubba. Exactly. But okay. They don't like me. Anyway, go ahead, Hootie. So she's got her name's Helena or some bullshit.
I basically try to line my brother up with some ass, like,
because right.
I'm a little bit better sometimes at talking, believe it or not, at fucking saying,
Jesus.
Hey, what do you do? Fucking whatever. she gives her, she gives him her number.
Right.
Because she likes to go on boats. So, you know, and I'm like, bro, you can't let that go to the side. Like, that's, I mean, she's 21, hot as, you know, the day is long. You got to, I mean, he's 41. So,
all right, but, all right.
You know,
so everything's good. Your brother, all right, so your brother's got the digits. How does that get you in trouble?
Well, she said she likes to go on boats. And I'm like, well, it's scallop season. Have you ever scalloped? Yeah, I do. Do you have dive gear? Yeah, I do. Do you want to go on a boat? Because me and my buddies, we all got boats, and maybe we could all go on a boat. So somehow I'm sitting in the garage. I'm talking to Scary Larry. Let me know Scary Larry.
He's in charge.
And hey, by the way, Lemmy, Construction Jesus is not going to make it today. His van broke down.
Cool.
But
Lemmy, I know how much you're circling the bottom of the barrel if you're allowing Construction Jesus to work on any projects.
But he said he could be there tomorrow.
Right.
Okay.
If his ankle bracelet is registered with his probation officer.
No, that's a different guy.
So sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Poor Blitz.
Anyway, long story short.
That's a different guy.
I want to hear how he gets in trouble. Go ahead.
I was sitting in the garage. I called my buddy Larry. He's got a boat and a house at Wikiwachi. You know, it's the two boats are already in the water. You know, fucking my brother wants to get some ass. He's, you know, I'm trying to help him out. So I call Larry. Is your boat good? Yeah, it's good. Fucking, all right, well, let's fucking, you know, see if fucking whatever her fuck name is wants to, you know, Scotty can call her.
Hey, Blitz, for the record, if I had a boat, the last motherfucker that I'm going to let take out on the honor system is Hootie.
Yeah.
True or false? Right?
Well, I have my own boat. But
all right, okay, so you're trying
but Larry's is a little bit nicer.
I understand.
Mine,
so you're trying to broker this boat deal for your brother to get some ass off a Hooters girl.
Yes.
Yeah.
But my wife overheard the conversation. I'm sitting in the garage. Somehow my doors aren't thick enough from the fucking laundry room to the garage. She took it the wrong way, walks out the door, and says, our marriage is over. I'm like, wait a second, what? Can I explain the situation? She, I think, took it as I was trying to fuck the Hooters girl, and I was not. Not that I wouldn't if I wasn't married. I'm just saying I was trying to get my brother some ass.
Hootie, you don't put that part. You don't put that part in there, you stupid fuck.
That's where I went wrong. But now, fucking my fucking daughter like texted my fucking mom, and my fucking dad came over.
Hold on, it's a full blown. I mean, you're down to a major.
It's a white trash fucking redneck fucking
Riviera.
I threw a chair at the wall, you know. Like,
hold on now, hold on. So
now I got to be in fucking.
Hold on. So now you got to be in some anger management shit.
Yeah, I have anger issues.
Yeah, well, no shit.
So this was yesterday. When was the last time your wife threatened to leave you?
Probably a few years ago.
Yeah. Where do you stand?
This
right?
was the first time she actually like threatened to leave. I usually just go to my brother's house.
Oh,
chill out. We watch the home run derby.
But that kind of happens pretty often though, right? When she gets
I know,
your
but
line.
Like, where do you stand right now?
It's quarterly. It's quarterly.
Yeah. Oh,
it's several years now. It's quarterly.
How
frequency's picking up?
Where do you stand right now? Like, where do you stand right now? Like, where
doghouse?
Like, is she back at the house? Are you at the house? Or is she talking to Regina Hunter? What?
I don't know. I want to talk to Regina first. If that's
yeah, you better call Regina now, then Hootie. You better gang up and call
at least
her.
You got that one right on that.
The problem is my fucking dumbass mom. My daughter texted my mom. Said daddy threw a chair at the wall. My mom drives an hour and a half to get the fucking from Inglewood to get to the fucking house, which is the last thing I needed because she's just like my wife. Like, you can't get a fucking word out edgewise. So, and then she proceeds
why
to wait,
didn't
you?
Know,
you
why, hold on. Why? Hold on. Why?
I'm sorry. I'm still a little bit.
Why didn't you tell your wife, call my brother? Or even make contact with this Hooters girl and ask if I'm the one that's fucking pursuing her, or am I just trying to find him a boat?
Before I could even get two words out of my fucking mouth, she walked out in the garage, said, I just heard your whole conversation. I said, can I talk to you for a second? Well, she goes in, she did call my brother, but then she told my daughters about it, So when I walk in, they're crying.
So what did, like, hold on, what
why
did
would you tell our fucking daughter
what did she
about
hear?
A conversation that I can't even explain?
Hold on, what
she
did
heard
she
heard that I was taking two girls out on the boat with a friend, and I did call it a guy's fishing trip. Oh, but I was trying to get my brother some ass. That's all.
I called it a guy's fishing trip, but really it's two Hooters bitches and me and my brother. Hootie, you're fucked, buddy.
No, and Larry. But Larry, I called
girl
15 times. My brother, she called Scott, and Scott even said, listen, he told her at Hooters, I'm happily married 15 times. Like, I have nothing to do with it. I was just trying to get him some ass. But now I'm in trouble. My mom's driving up. My dad had to come over and make sure I wasn't fucking, you know, you need to be fucking, you know, cuddled into fucking 3-day, you know, timeout. And, like, it's just like,
hold on.
Fucking
my
what?
Dad came and made
his
sure
mom and dad had to come over to his house.
And he said he threw a Tuttle deal, so that means his family's thinking about Baker acting him, Blitz.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what they make it sound like.
Jeez. So where, you know, do you, like, where is your wife right now?
She's at work.
And where did you sleep at home last night?
I went to my brother's and watched the Home Run Derby until I left about midnight and came home after I knew everybody would be fucking sleeping. Because I don't want to talk to any of them.
Now, where have you had any correspondence with your wife this morning?
No, she left. I purposely pretended I was sleeping. But my mom proceeded to wake up at 7:15 and try to give me the good news. And I told her to fuck off. But I love her, but she's just like my wife. And then refused to leave my fucking house because she doesn't think I can watch my daughters, which I've been, you know, watching since they were born.
So, yeah, but you're in a bad state of mind. So grandma needs to stay here and make sure you're not throwing more chairs. Why'd you throw the chair?
Because I just wanted to talk to my wife, and I didn't appreciate that she got the kids involved and they were fucking crying and shit.
Now what are they? What are they crying about? What did she tell them? Daddy's trying to go
because
out with the.
They just don't like us fighting.
I know.
That's why I asked her to talk separate, you know, like.
But what did she tell you said that she told your kids what you said, and so did she say dad's trying to go out with a Hooters bitch?
I don't know what she said.
But they hate you
what's
right now. Your kids hate you right now.
No, my girls love me. At least they admit that. I mean, they admit it to my face. I mean, I think so far so good. I mean, I coach their soccer. I take them to all their doctor's appointments.
But
he's trying to
say the shitty.
I know.
Hootie. I mean, I made a bad call trying to line some ass up with some Hooters chicks, but meanwhile, I got, you know, the whole fucking family.
I gotta have
fucking rehab.
Did he say Hooters chicks?
Yeah,
plural?
Remember he had two of them on the boat with Scary Larry, his brother, and him.
I just thought that she would want to have a friend. Since
did
she was
you go? Did
trip.
You actually go on the boat ever?
No, that's the thing. I didn't
he was
fucking do nothing.
Organizing it.
I was just trying to line it up. Bubba, I know how you roll, and I know you've lined up ass for the boys, and it doesn't mean you're going to fuck her. It just means...
Well, I mean, I don't know. You know what? Keep me out of this, okay? Please.
Yeah.
I mean,
keep Bubba out of it.
Yeah, I've broken enough ass and gotten in trouble for it, so please, I'm trying to stay out of that. I'm trying to be good with that, okay? So keep me out of it.
All right.
Now,
sorry about that. Yeah.
That being said, what did your wife hear that said there had to be something that she heard that was kind of shady to have her, because she's a pretty reasonable person. She's a very reasonable person. She's one of the reasons why we let you hang out with us, is because she's hot and reasonable. You, on the other hand,
unlikely pairing.
Something like this girl's fucking hot. You need, like, but you know, and probably, you know, let's get her to bring one of her. They're all from Auburndale. They all live in Auburndale. Apparently, that's where the hot fucking Lakeland bitches all fucking hang out. They all know each other in the whole restaurant. And so I said something like, invite one of her friends so she doesn't feel fucking weird. And she, like, you know, let's just go fucking fishing or fuck off for a day. I just wanted to get away from the house.
I think that you are doing some shady shit and you're throwing Scary Larry in there for a scapegoat.
That's what she thinks. But I told her I'm happily married. And I haven't cheated on my wife in 16 years. Despite what Anna thinks, because I know she thinks that's not true.
I never said that. I don't think you cheated on your wife. I don't think you're smart enough to.
You kind of did. You kind of did, I think, one time. You said that. But I did also call in when you first joined the show with Seth and said if I wasn't married, I would blast you, which was probably also out of line. And I apologize, Blitz.
Anna actually liked that. She liked to be desired back then. But anyway, she's a taken woman.
I was just trying to welcome you to the show.
Right. Thank you.
Welcome to the show. I'd like to blast you. That's great.
If I wasn't married, but see, I at least preface it with, and see, maybe that's where I'm going wrong. So I don't know.
Smartest thing you've ever said.
Hootie, I think, by the way, I love your wife. I think that she's gorgeous. I think that she puts up, she's a saint that puts up with a fucking absolute person that's on a borderline of being Baker acted at all times. You fuck up with us. I'm sure you fuck up equally at home. You're a handful, my friend. You really are.
But was it really that out of line, like trying to set my brother up? And she didn't let me get the story out as to what was going on.
I don't know.
Like,
I mean, she heard enough of the story to piss her off. I think if she would have heard.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get when you're talking through Mint Mobile. I mean, I can't believe that I've been living some other life with all this scratchy mobile when I can get crystal clear and the best mobile through Mint Mobile. And I can do it all for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I can afford this. How much have I been paying on my other plan? Probably getting gouged. But it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plan. I mean, I'm talking jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Say goodbye to all that nonsense. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with a premium wireless plan starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
Listen, I guarantee you she didn't hear these words. And if she had heard these words, she's a pretty calm, sensible person. I think that she may have reacted differently. These are the words that she did not hear. Hey, listen, let's get one of your friends, and I got my brother and his friend, and you two, you four, go out there. I got a boat arranged for you guys. You four out, go out there. I'm going to be, listen, I can't go. I'm married. But you four go out there and have a good time. Now, I think if she would have heard that, she would be very sensible. Like, your story would make more sense.
Mm-hmm.
But when you said, oh, yeah, she's hot as fuck, make sure you bring a friend, and then all of a sudden we get this Scary Larry mix-in 11th hour, it doesn't look so good for you, buddy.
I understand the optics of it, but like I said, I've never cheated. I didn't do anything wrong yet, and nor would I. Okay. I just, I thought she blew it out of proportion.
If she's eavesdropping and she hears you say, listen, get a friend because my brother and his friend want to take you guys out. I got the boat all arranged. Mm-hmm. If she had heard that, I think that it's not that big a deal. If she heard what Hootie said, which I think was, oh, yeah, you're so fucking hot. Make sure you bring a friend. And that's what she hears. She has every right to flip out.
Well, but I did ask, can we discuss it before she went in? And then she went in and got my kids involved. That was the only thing.
That's her prerogative. She wants to do, at this point, man, she's got all the power and you have none. You have none. You fucked up, and she's got the pussy and the power.
Yep. And you got the pills.
And you got the, yeah, and pussy
you do
over
have the pills.
Even though Blitz and I would hate to say we love pills, pussy still wins the war.
Mm.
Blitz, could you do without pills or could you do without pussy?
Pills.
Exactly.
Thank you.
I just want to get another perspective, but I guess I was wrong.
You fucked up. You fucked up, buddy.
Okay. I got you.
Is anybody else telling you? Is anybody else other than yourself telling you otherwise, my friend?
No, everybody pretty much says I fucked up, but, you know.
Do you think it's
my mom proceeded this morning to tell me that I'm a fucking, alcoholic fucking deadbeat fucking dad. I coach soccer. I do this. I'm like, so I coach soccer for 5 years. I'm a deadbeat.
That's your mom?
Or I coach soccer.
Hold on. That's not your wife?
Well, barely.
That's your mom?
That's your mom saying that?
Boy, that hits hard when mom's saying that shit.
Well, her and I have the same attitude, and they used to get drunk as fuck. She used to show her titties off the back of the boat at Crystal
River. Your mom?
Hold on.
They would tell
we're getting into some great stories. Your mom used to get drunk and show her titties off the back of the boat?
Yeah, we would get Crystal River anchored up with 7 boats tied together. The other boats that were trying to fucking sleep in their cabin would shine the spotlight, and my mom and 3 other girls that were all still fucking partying would show their tits. My stepdad and his 3 other friends would show their fucking ass, like moon them, while they're shining the spotlight.
Did you remind this?
Don't remember none of that.
Did you remind your mom of that?
She doesn't. Oh no, she doesn't remember any of that. No,
she blacked out.
Well, so how do you think Hootie, how do you think we fix this, my friend? Like, what happened?
Well, I don't know. I mean, remember when we worked at Tara's one time? I had to get you, text Stacy. I don't know, man.
I did have one. Oh, yeah, one time we were at Tara's.
Yeah, we need to get her on the air.
Can I call her?
Yeah.
Why don't you try to merge? Do you know how to call 2 people?
Come on, Bubba.
Do you have an iPhone, Hootie?
We can fix this.
It's an Android.
All right. What's your wife's first name?
Stacy.
Do you think I can call her and make it? Are you asking me to call her and make this better? Because I can. I can. She'll listen to me.
It would either go way good or way bad.
Well,
you know,
shit.
Can it get any worse?
Exactly.
All I'm going to say is, Stacy, Hootie, God bless his little soul. He loves you. He's a fuck up. You know he is. But I can tell you right now, honestly, I've never known him to ever cheat on you or want to cheat on you. He knows how beautiful you are.
Known him to not be a fuck up.
He's just a fuck up, and you know he's a fuck up. God darn it, he's lovable in his own little way.
Yeah, he's your fuck up.
Like those are good words right there, yeah. Hootie.
Yeah, that's good.
Anna says she would take you back
on the phone. Come on, I bet you could patch this up.
How can I get Stacy's number, Hootie?
Give me 1 second. I had to put my glasses on. Fucking getting old.
Yeah, he can't see his phone that well.
Is he that guy?
I can't see
Is he that guy?
Yes.
He's I have to put my fucking readers on.
That's disgusting.
His phone is on Zoom about 150%, and he still has to put his glasses on.
It's all those opioids that are fucking making
fuck you, Lummy.
Hold on, you just said your eyes aren't that good.
Remember the fight that him and Lummy got into at the Home Depot, and one of them... Walked out.
Yeah. I didn't get into a fight. Lummy and fucking Ashy got into a fight, and he tried to walk home.
No, Hootie got into a fight.
Del Mabry. It wasn't my fucking
150%.
It was Lummy and Ashley, not Lummy and Hootie? Is that what you're saying, Hootie?
Not on the phone. Yeah. Hootie was just instigating some stuff, but it's all good. We all worked past it.
Shit, motherfucker. You freaked out and walked out.
Hootie, settle down, Hootie. Yeah. God, Blitz, he just can't help himself.
Trying to bring everyone down with him.
Focus on Stacy's cell phone number that I can call her.
Stop trying to ruin everyone else's.
Text it to Lummy so we can call.
Text it to Lummy so I can call her.
Well, if I could figure out how a goddamn fucking Motorola stupid-ass phone works, I'm trying right now.
Oh, it's plus his little heart, Bubs.
Go where it says wife, Stacy.
No, don't save the $600 next time on the Motorola. Buy the Samsung or fucking iPhone or whatever.
Yeah, don't save the You got the jobber, like a glorified flip? Is that what you got, kid?
Hello, Moto.
Well,
I was buying the two girls a phone at the same time, so I was like, I'll take a hit on mine.
That's a good dad right there.
Yeah, great dad. Great dad.
Exactly. And then, you know,
yes,
you
gotta,
my mom and my wife think I'm a bad parent.
Well, you are. You threw a chair. You got pill problem. You got alcohol problem. There's a lot of problems.
There's many ways to fuck it up. But that's okay.
We can get through this,
we're going to get you back on track. Don't worry.
We're going to get you back, buddy.
Damn it. It just pissed me off on the fucking finer. Just finer fucking. Hold on. I don't want to hold up the show. If we need to do this,
you are the show right now.
I mean, this is how we're going to close the show with saving your marriage, my friend. Then you're going to owe me another trailer.
Excuse me.
Which I'll gladly do, by the way.
Which I'm so appreciative of the trailer you built for me. I don't need another one, my friend. But this is what I can do for you because you are my buddy. You're a fuck up. You know, he's like that, you know, but it's like he's that stray dog that bites you. He's a stray dog, you know? But you love him. You don't want to put a fucking needle in his arm.
No.
You love him. He'll be the first five ringer that's not in the Hall of Fame.
I'm screenshotting Lummi, her direct line at Moffitt. She works at Moffitt, so.
I don't know if it'd be appropriate for her to be able to take. I mean, she may not be able to speak freely at a very corporate place like Moffitt.
He said he works by herself.
Oh.
Private number.
Perfect. Right.
Well, she usually works with her friend that's also going through a divorce. Which I think is kind of like fucking with the situation.
Is her friend
hot?
Oh, yeah, they can get a 2-for-1 deal on the divorce lawyer.
Is her friend hot?
Well, now if I answer that question,
Hold on, Hootie. Let me just
Would you
this.
Fuck her if you weren't married?
No, that's not the question, Anna. Here's the question, Hootie. Is her friend hot enough to set up with your brother?
I tried.
Anna, I'd fuck her if I was married.
Oh, Jesus.
Hey, oh, no, Hootie Biden.
I would never say that. That's the thing. You know, like when Anna joined the show, I said, if I wasn't married,
we know that's the ultimate prequel.
That's what ladies need. As long as you preface it with, if I wasn't married, fucked the shit out of you. Yeah. We don't get mad.
I need Stacey's number. Okay, here we go. Hold on. I got to write this down.
If I didn't have this fucking bitch, Mary, I was married to. I'd blast the shit out of you.
Hootie, do you want to be on the line?
We're trying to repair the relationship. Don't fuck it up.
Otherwise,
I'm renting a room from Mommy.
Do you want to be on?
Jesus. No, you're not.
Do you want to be on the air with her or not?
Yeah. I don't give a fuck. I don't have nothing to lose at this point.
All right, hold on.
Have him just hit 5.
He wants to live in Lutz, apparently. Oh, it's an amp commercial.
I think I messed up. I think I messed up on it. This is Stacy. Stacy?
CT, this is Stacy.
Stacy, this is Bubba. We're on the air.
I can't do this. I'm at work.
He is so torn up. He knows he's a fuck up. You've heard
I'm
this.
I'm really sorry, baby.
I gotta hang up. I'm sorry.
Okay. Bye, Stacy. I have your number. Oh, maybe we can have phone sex later.
Oh, that's
Hootie, you're fucked. You are.
Yeah,
absolute.
that didn't go too well.
And I was a complete gentleman and everything. Like, you know.
I know. Well, she is working by herself. Her girlfriend is out of town for the week, so
yeah, make all the excuses you want.
Have her hands full.
I know how to read people, and that's please.
Mm-hmm.
This is over.
Oh no,
she's probably. She's you know why? You know why she
she's
can't
on the
talk
line with a lawyer right
you
now.
You know why she can't talk? Because she's in Regina's office right now.
Yeah.
Oh man.
I don't know. I was just trying to pull like a
rabbit out of your ass.
Oh no, you're usually pretty good at smoothing this shit out.
Well, hold on, motherfucker. Yeah, I was as smooth as you could be right there. I was like real subdued and super fucking cool and like.
Well, now she's going to be mad because I fucking had you call her today instead of just apologizing this morning. But I didn't talk to her this morning because she left before I woke up.
No. You already said that you faked that you were sleeping. You said that earlier.
Well, I did. Because I didn't want to talk about it first thing. I was trying to listen to your fucking show.
I know. You should have said, honey.
Even Lovey's like, this guy's a dick.
Yeah. You should have put the show on hiatus and you should have said, honey, I fucked up. Baby, I love you. It's not what you think it is. I was trying, you know, and I know how it. I know the optics, but I love you so much. I'm sorry for throwing. I'm sorry I did my Bobby Knight impersonation and threw. Only you, Lummi, would know what that means. Yeah. And threw it across. Oh, Lummi, who was he playing? What game? What? Who was he playing?
It was Indiana. Indiana. Who's it? Purdue.
Purdue. Yes. And he launched a chair right across the deal.
Indiana probably wasn't playing well. I mean,
the refs weren't playing
probably
well.
Probably rightfully so.
Yeah. So. But, hey, so what kind of chair did your rifle wear?
A
kitchen chair?
It was like a fold-up chair. Nah, it was like a fold-up thing that my girls used for their art table.
Right, and you threw that where?
Against the wall.
Across the room and put a hole in the drywall.
Yeah.
Have
you fixed that drywall yet or no?
No, I mean, by the end of the day, I will. But, I mean, I thought Construction Jesus would do it because he was going to come here and then go to Lummy's. But yeah, looks like I don't know. I've got some texture and mud and stuff. I think I got it. So.
Right.
But I mean, so what do I do now? I mean, what do we do?
I would start by having that wall fixed. If that wall that you, every yeah. time she sees
Patch
that
up all the holes in that wall.
Every time she sees that big ending that just reminds her, if you fix it, that shows, you know.
Yeah, but you got to fix it so you can't see it. Not fix it so that you can notice it, how you fucking patched up a hole.
Yeah, you can't cherry-rig it, okay?
There's like a picture on the wall 2 feet above the floor.
Yeah, you can't put, like, you know, a piece of, like, decorative paneling over it, okay? You got to fix it.
The funny thing is I did actually punch a wall in our last house and broke my hand, which cost us, like, $32,000. And I hung one of our baby pictures over the hole for, like, a year.
Maybe fucking Bubba, straight white trash.
Maybe Bubba can lend you one of the paintings that he made.
Yeah.
That'll make it better.
Yeah, the end, like your marriage.
Yeah. Oh,
Jesus.
that would be appropriate. My last thing, my last piece of art called The End is the same as what you need to do, cover that hole with, because that's what's, man, Hootie, usually Stacy's not that hardcore. She was hard fucking core, buddy.
That's right. And this call might have made it worse, but
you think?
Like I said, I mean, I don't. It, I mean,
oh,
I think we can work. I think we can work through it.
Oh, so. I don't know, man. You're fucked. Okay, so what are you gonna do today? She doesn't want to talk about it on the air, which was your
sounds
first,
like drywalls. What we doing today?
Which was your first brilliant idea. So here's what I'll tell you. I would get that fucking drywall fixed by the time she gets home today. What time does she get home today?
5:30.
All right. I'd have that shit fixed. What time the kids get home?
They're here. I watch them. That's, you know, I'm going to watch them. I'm a stay-at-home dad. I actually work, but, you know, everybody else thinks I'm a fucking stay-at-home fucking fuck-up dad, my mom included.
All right. Well, you're having some inner struggles with yourself, my friend. So listen.
I am.
You need to get that wall fixed. You need to take the kids. You need to take your daughters to lunch today. You need to... First of all, take them to lunch, and then spend the rest of the time fixing the wall. And you know, I mean, then just wait for her to come home, and Anna, would flowers help you think? You're a girl, like what, Anna? As a girl,
yeah.
What do you think? As a woman,
well, I'm not a typical girl, but yeah, I think flowers can't hurt. Flowers are good, but then flowers also indicate you've done something wrong, and you're also claiming you haven't done anything wrong.
Right. Well, you can see where that's gotten them too, though, Anna. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. But I don't think flowers would hurt at this point.
Yeah, flowers would not hurt Hootie, and like maybe a I'm sorry card and how much I love you and appreciate and respect you card.
Mm-hmm.
Anna, you got to throw all this shit against the wall right now.
Just try it all.
I mean, you heard her. She is not fucking having it.
She's probably listening right now.
No, she doesn't love I don't think she's
like I said, she's working by herself today.
She's not very
Regina said to turn off the radio when you talk.
Anyway, like, she gets annoyed that I have it on full blast first thing in the morning.
She hates us, Anna. She's has enough of us as it is.
She doesn't get the sense of humor.
Going to work.
What was that? She doesn't get the sense of humor?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Does she like me or no?
Yeah. I don't even know if she likes me, but yeah, I mean, she says yeah. I mean, fuck, I don't.
Now, does she know that I'm a big? Does she know that I'm a big fan of hers, and I think that she's hot, and I think that she's the only person that can control you? Like, does she know all that?
Yeah, you actually gave her a kiss on the cheek at Barb. She's like, Bubba actually gave me a kiss on the cheek.
I'll give her a kiss somewhere else too.
I'll make out with her if you let me.
Make her squirt.
He likes you better than me. He knows I'm the.
I mean, I'm gonna ask
the
merch crick if I could take her out back by the goat to make out with her.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, no, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I think she knows. I think you said you blast her if, you know, same thing. You weren't with the merch crick.
Yeah,
no, he said he'll blast her now anyway.
I'll tell the merch crick to look the other way.
Yeah.
Tell merch crick
I think she knows that you like her.
Anna, let's just go on record right now and just go ahead and fucking stop this. I am not into the filming shit anymore, okay? I mean, maybe the merch crack might be lookout and shit, but I am not having any. I'm like, please.
I'm going to hand her binoculars, not a not a camera.
I am not into, you know, I am not into filming shit. Please. I do burnouts and
chicken sandwiches.
And chicken sandwiches. That's
that's the only thing that makes them film.
That's exactly right. So.
See, you learn from your mistakes.
I have.
Like some people.
So, Hootie, if you've ever,
I can't get my fucking piece of shit phone off speaker, sorry.
Okay.
If it's reverbing.
It is. So, Hootie, you are an absolute fucking mess right now, my friend, okay? You've got to you've got to listen to me very much, okay? You have to do this to a T. Ready? Go out.
I think my phone's down to 3%, by the way.
Okay, quick, Bubba.
It's like your marriage.
Go. Are your daughters up?
Yeah, but they're inside the house. I'm in the garage, but you can hear shit in the garage.
All right, apparently from that shoddy-ass fucking construction that you did, and the walls are paper thin from this new house that you live in.
Re-insulate tomorrow.
Make a safe room where you can do all your shady fucking whoring. So listen to me.
Yeah, she needs a good house
You need to go inside. And first of all, you need to round up the materials you're going to need to fix up the stuff. Secondly, you're gonna take your daughters for lunch tonight. Hey, let's go to lunch. Not Hooters, okay?
Wing House has maybe
Applebee's or Chili's.
I mean, better food.
Take her to Duke's Brew House.
So
give me just 5 minutes.
His daughter's right there.
Can you give me 5 minutes? Yeah, I'm on a quick call. Can you give me 5 minutes?
Real important, high level meeting call.
Ask her. Are you mad at me?
It's not the right girl. It's my daughter. Hey,
are you mad at me?
Go back inside for a second.
Daddy's a bad man.
Can you say daddy's not a bad man? Say it. Say daddy's not a bad man.
All right, we might as well say, hey, Bubba.
Hey.
It's on speakerphone, remember?
Yeah, it's on speakerphone. He couldn't get it off speakerphone. It's on speakerphone. It's on speakerphone. And she heard that. Hootie, you're such a fuck-up.
Oh, whoa. That I'm word. Trying to get it the kids.
Is the kid still there?
Yeah, they're standing
go
there.
Go inside, kids.
Hey, kids.
Hey, kids,
it's Bubba, Uncle Bubba, and please know that your dad is...
Listen, Kenzie, come here real quick.
Let me talk to Kenzie real fast. Kenzie.
Wait. Oh, man.
Kenzie, it's Bubba. Are you there?
Kenzie, say hi.
Hi.
Hi, Kenzie. You know that Mama's mad at
Kinsley
Dad.
With an L. It's got an L in there.
Right.
Kinsley, you know your dad's in the doghouse right now, don't you?
Yeah. Means I got in trouble, you know. Yeah. Mommy's mad at him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, is Mommy really mad at him, or are things going to be okay, you think?
I think things are going to be okay, except Mom's still really mad.
Okay, but can you do me a favor?
But this happens all the time, though, right?
But can you put a good word in for Dad? Because we know Mom is full hot, and he's a good dad, and he's really, really sad about all this. Can you put a good word in for him?
Yeah.
Okay, do that, because he's tore up. He's complete. By the way, he wants to take you and your sister to lunch today. Where would you guys like to go?
Duke's Brew House?
You want to go to Hooters?
All right. Yeah.
He'll take you there for the first 10 minutes and then want to leave, though.
No, okay. Well, let's see. Kinsley, where do you want to go to lunch today? Where would you like to go?
I didn't think you don't even like to talk to kids on the air. Why, like, you know.
Hootie, I'm making progress with this child.
With who? My kids aren't going to, I don't think, going to solve the problem. I've already...
Your whole family will hate you here.
You're
going
to try to tell me that...
Just give us a minute.
If Kinsley didn't talk to her mom today and say, Mama, don't be mad at Daddy.
He was crying all day, sorry.
He was in the garage crying all day today. He's already fixed that hole. He loves you, Mommy. You don't think that would help your cause?
Well, I had that conversation with him. Problem is, I had to argue with my mom and told my mom to get...
The hell
out of my house this morning.
Well, where's she at? Where's she at right now?
So that was a little weird.
Yeah, call your mom.
Where's your mom at right now?
We're not calling my mom.
Listen, Hootie,
my kids and my wife. Yeah, listen,
all you got to do is just go to your mom and say, Mom, I love you. I made a mistake. I'm going to work on being better. That's all you got to do, Hootie. Swallow a little bit of pride, you asshole.
I do. I've tried that with you. I said, I'm sorry, man. I messed
and it,
up.
And it works. And what? And have you ever been officially kicked? Like, we always take you back.
Yeah, you messed up time and time again.
I mean, you messed up. You did the ultimate messed up. You broke. Hold on. You broke into the fucking building and walked onto a live studio, and we still like you.
Well.
Well, I was going to say, do you really? I mean, do you?
No, we don't. Do you still but like we tolerate you.
Yeah, I mean, by barb, you'll be okay. Yeah. By barb and a few thousand dollars, you'll be okay, buddy.
I like you, Hootie. Red likes you and Dos Filthy.
So,
all right.
We got you. So,
I like Red because, you know, he opened the side door at the kitchen.
Yeah.
Oh, that won't happen again. Now, where's your mom? Is she at the house? Put her on speaker.
Nah, she had to take my are you talking or am I talking? She had to take my stepdad to a VA appointment.
Give me over to help. It sounds like Kelsey wants to talk.
That's Alyssa.
All right, but put Alyssa on, okay? And stop. I want to talk to Alyssa.
Are you for real?
Yes, put her on.
She's on speaker.
Alyssa, come on.
Hi, Alyssa.
Who wants to ask you, I guess, whatever. So,
hey,
I can't get it off of speaker.
Hey, Alyssa.
Okay. You probably can talk clearly.
Okay.
Hey, Alyssa, how you doing?
Good.
Is your dad in a lot of trouble right now?
No, not really.
Not really. Mom is going to be okay.
Yeah.
What would you suggest he do to get her not so mad?
I don't know.
Well, you got to know. I mean,
help.
What if he took you to lunch, took you both you girls to lunch, and then he fixed the drywall? Would that be a good start?
Yeah. For now, he fixed the hole in the wall from when he threw the cup across the room.
Right.
And
so if he fixed that and maybe had some flowers for Mama when she got home and a nice card, would that help, you think?
Maybe.
What's that?
She said maybe.
Maybe.
Now, how mad is she? Has she talked to you and said that, you know, Dad's a real mess up and I'm over it?
Oh, she talked to her for like 12 hours yesterday. Everything.
Hootie, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to Alyssa. Shut up.
Oh, sorry. Oh, sorry,
Dan. Alyssa makes far more sense than you do, okay?
At all times.
At all times. Alyssa, you have to be the parent here. So listen, what can your dad do to make this better? Because your mom's full hot. She's
Maybe fix the hole in the wall. And also... maybe take Mom to lunch and also maybe say sorry. And well, yeah, Mom's working.
No, the backpack thing. The backpack thing. The backpack thing.
Hold on, both kids are
Backpack thing.
They've got a whole list.
Now, what's the backpack thing? What's that?
She wanted some custom thing so they can hang their backpacks.
Well,
on the wall.
Would be. I tell you one thing. Hold on. This is where you need to be building that backpack thing right now. Right now.
I already did. It's just got to be caulked and painted.
Well, caulk and paint it, Hootie. You dumbass. Fix the wall. Have flowers and a nice card. Take Mama to lunch and work on the backpack thing. Alyssa says, if you do all that, you're back in, buddy.
All right.
Alyssa, would you
like I said, I was just trying to call in right behind, you know.
Yeah, but this like one
I love Scott and Bigelow.
Now we got all now we have Blitz, we've now talked to everybody but his mother.
Yeah, we need to talk to his mom.
That's what I think.
Hey, Alyssa,
I'm going to get more heat now from
Stacey. Is grandma mad? Is she mad?
She apologized. Can you go check on the...
go check on something.
I don't want to finish the conversation real quick, but just give me a minute.
No, I want the kids there. We're making progress.
He's only got 1% left on his phone.
Hootie, we're making progress, buddy. So you know what Alyssa's going to do is she's going to call Stacy and said, Daddy's really sorry. He's fixing the wall, and he's finishing the backpack thing. And
but
he told.
Stacy's going to think I'm making this a whole rib, like I'm not sorry.
No.
So now I might have to reverse it. I just didn't know.
Hootie, you're in your own head right now, buddy. You really are. You need to back down. You need maybe a few less drinks today and maybe a little bit more construction for the girls and for Mama, along with a card and some rose kicker, and then you got a chance. Other than that, it's on you, buddy. If you elect not to do any of this, then you deserve the heat you get.
I'll do it all. What do you think, Anna? I mean, you know.
Oh, Christ. I definitely think you should start with doing the caulking and the painting or whatever. Because that means you're listening. She clearly wanted something done.
And the kids want it. So the kids
and the kids want it. So do the backpack thing. Do the backpack thing.
And the wall.
And the wall. I would clean the house, make sure the dishes and all the chores are done.
Can you cook it all, Hoodie? Maybe have a nice meal waiting for her when she gets home?
Or order in Chinese. Yeah, order in some food or something.
What's her favorite takeout, Lummy? Hoodie?
Yeah, sometimes just Outback.
All right, well, then have Outback ready for her as soon as she gets home at 5:30. Boom.
Does she like chicken wings?
No. I actually have leftover Hooters wings. Yeah,
shut up! Just warm
that shit up in the microwave.
You should probably throw those away.
Hey, Hoodie, we've got to go.
Throw the wings away.
You know how to fix this.
No, eat those for lunch.
You know how to fix this, Hoodie. We gave you every possible scenario. Even your daughters are
saying. Yeah, we trust in you, Hoodie.
Even your daughters are saying it's not that bad if he fixes the wall, gets the backpack thing, and has Mama some flowers and a card, and takes her out to lunch. This thing is fixed. And if you don't fix it, that's on you, my friend, because we gave you a roadmap on how to fix this. Your children did. Your children told you how to fix it. Now, whether you're going to be hard-headed and listen and come up with stupid-ass excuses or not, that's on you.
They're sitting there laughing, by the way.
No, they're sitting there, and they're nodding their heads up and down saying, our dad is so stupid, because it's exactly what it will take to fix. If he fixes the wall, fixes our backpack thing, has Mom some flowers and a card, and has
house cleaned, chicken wings.
Yeah, and throw out the Hooter wings and have Outback catered in, those two kids will be your best cheerleaders. They're like, Daddy kicks ass. We love our daddy.
And they are usually good cheerleaders. Be quiet. Like we gotta go. But Bubba's short on time. He's got stuff to do.
Hey Hoodie.
I just wanted to get the pulse of, you know, not always can you. You
hey,
know, just
hey,
get,
hold on,
Hoodie. I'm gonna help you out real quick. I'm gonna help you. Real quick.
Hoodie, shut up. Opinion, shut so, up. You know. Shut up. Blitz has got something.
I'm gonna help you out real quick. It's 813-287-2227. Tell her you heard her about it on the Bubba Show.
Or the mental help, or
no? That's
Regina Hunter's line.
No, here, say Lummy. I mean, Hoodie. We gave you a roadmap how to fix this. If you don't fix it, then you're dumber than we all thought. Okay.
And we already think you're kind of dumb.
And your kids love you, and they know how to manipulate you, and they know what your mama wants, and they know they laid it all out. And if you would have those things done, this thing would be fixed. But if you're going to be hard-headed and stupid and try to turn this into a work/rib shoot, well, then that one's on you, my friend.
That's a no-joke zone?
Yes, it's a no-joke zone.
Ribs.
I'll be calling Stacy before I pass out tonight at about 6:30. To
all
see,
right, well,
to
I'm going to try to, like I said, hopefully it didn't backfire by calling her. No. Right now, she's probably even more heated that we called her live on air, but
no, we were respectful of her children, and we were respectful to her. She could give a fuck about you, okay?
No, well, I mean, I think we started there even before yesterday, so. Okay.
All right, Hoodie. Thanks for the great.
I'm gonna try it. I appreciate your guys' time.
See you later, Hoodie.
Love Bubba Army, and love you guys.
Love you too.
What's that?
Thank you for reminding us of how fucked up we are, how normal we really are.
Yeah.
And how things aren't really that bad for us.
I feel much better.
But he's got his kids. He's got his kids saying, have Mama some flowers and some Outback.
Yeah, even they know.
What's that?
I said, yeah, even they know.
Even they know. But he's too fucking stupid or hard-headed. Or he's turning this into a radio thing. Right?
Let's hope not.
I'm exhausted.
Moody.
I gotta pee bad.
I think it'd be a great time for us to say goodbye.
I gotta poop.
Everybody, me too. I'm going to poop too.
Me too.
All right.
Hey, everybody, go to my OnlyFans at the Bubba Army, and we'll see you guys tomorrow.
Bye.